Psalm 92, verse 1 to 15. I'll be reading from the English Standard Version. How Great Are Your Works? That's the title. A psalm, a song for the Sabbath. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your steadfast love in the morning and your faithfulness by night, and to the music of the lute and the harp, to the music of the lyre. For you, O Lord, have made me glad by your work. At the works of your hands I sing for joy. How great are your works, O Lord! Your thoughts are very deep. The stupid man cannot know, the fool cannot understand this, that though the wicked sprout like grass and all evildoers flourish, they are doomed to destruction forever. But you, O Lord, are on high forever. For behold your enemies, O Lord, for behold your enemies shall perish, all evildoers shall be scattered. But you have exalted my horn like that of the wild ox. You have poured out over me fresh oil. My eyes have seen the downfall of my enemies. My ears have heard the doom of my evil assailants. The righteous flourish like the palm tree and grow like a cedar in Lebanon. They are planted in the house of the Lord. They flourish in the courts of our God. They shall bear fruit in old age. They are ever full of sap and green. To declare that the Lord is upright, he is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. That's Psalm 92. Again, a stunning piece of song and poetry. And as mentioned in the subtitle, it's a song that's specifically meant for the Sabbath in the place of gathering, the place of worship in, like this. We are in the kind of a postlude from our reflection on Habakkuk, on the lament. And as Habakkuk invites us to trust in God, and which we focused last week, and also to praise God. And that's the focus of this week. So we begin to see that trusting God and praising God are tied very closely together. To trust God is to praise God, and praise flows out of our trust in God. That's really the logic of last Sunday's and this Sunday's reflection on trust and praise. And I'm grateful to our friends who have shared from the experience as well. It is good to praise the Lord and to make music to his name, to your name. It is good to praise the Lord. How simple and yet how profound. There are a few reasons why the psalmist says it is good to praise the Lord. First of all, it is the right thing to do. It is good in a way ethically, because God is the God of love. He's the God of faithfulness, right? He's a great God. And so it is right. It is worthy to praise God. It is the right thing to do, to praise God, objectively, if I may put it that way. So in a way, praising God is an expression of truth. It's acknowledging the truest thing that is, that God is good and God is faithful. So when we praise God, we are glimpsing, in a way, the truth of reality, the ultimate truth, so to say, that God is true and loving and faithfulness. So when we praise God, we are expressing truth. It is the ultimate expression of truth. And that's why I think the psalmist says in verse 6 and 6 and yeah 6 really, the senseless people do not know this. And when I was reflecting, I thought, oh, that's a bit harsh. Senseless people don't praise God. But if you think about it, it's true, because senseless people without sense, in a sense, who are not sensitive to what God is doing, who are senseless. ESV interestingly calls them stupid man. I'm not sure which one I like more, but I think the meaning comes across the same. People who are numb, who are indifferent, who are unaware of reality, which is the reality of God, do not understand this. And fools, of course, do not understand, because the biblical understanding of fool are those who focus only on the momentary, on the feeling, rather than the long term. Rather than thinking ahead, rather than investing or giving up your life for eternal things, rather than that, focusing on the momentary things. Fools do not understand this because they focus on the momentary things. They focus on just the moment instead of thinking ahead. But the truth is that victory over evil, over unrighteousness, victory over sin is sure. And as sure as we see God's creation today, the psalmist reminds us that as sure as God's creation is, God's victory is also sure. So God's victory, God's righteousness, God's victory is as sure as God's work in creation. If you want proof that God is going to be victorious, we just have to look at the creation and see his works. That is the evidence that God will prevail. And it is correct to praise God. So the first reason why it's good to praise God is because it is the right thing to do. It is ethically correct. It is ethically right. It is good to praise God also because of some practical reasons. And the practical reason is that when we praise God, as I was reading Psalm 92, I wonder what is the kind of feeling that comes across in your mind as I'm reading. What is the kind of feeling that comes to you? If it's like me, for me, I get the inspiration to praise God. Like the effect that it has on me inspires me, it motivates me to think about God and to think about what all the wonderful things that God has done in my life and as recorded in the Bible as well. That's the same effect that comes on others when we praise God. We inspire and we motivate one another to praise God, to do the right thing. And indeed, it is the right thing to do because we are declaring God's work. We are declaring and we are witnessing and testifying to God's work in our life. It gives us the right perspective. It takes our minds off the issues that we may have at the moment. A bit like looking up at the stars and realizing that we are a small piece in the universe, the grand universe. In the same way, when we praise God, we take our minds off the issues that we may have. Not that our issues are unimportant, but that we begin to see our issues from a better position, a better perspective. And we begin to realize that God is in control. And sometimes, to be honest, the issues and the problems that we face in the moment seems to be, you know, it seems to overshadow our horizon to the point that we feel helpless. But when we praise God, when we turn our eyes to God, we are reminded that no matter how big the problem seems to be overshadowing us, we don't have to feel helpless. We have a God who can help us. So practically, praising God is good to praise God because it helps us gives us the right perspective in life. Thirdly, it is good to give praise to God because it is good for our heart and our soul. Praise is an expression of rest, an expression of assurance, of remembering God's goodness, of remembering God's faithfulness in our life. I think Spurgeon calls praise as sabbatic work. The word comes from sabbat. It's a work of rest. It's the joyful occupation, as he puts it, the joyful occupation of resting hearts. It comes from dwelling on God, as we saw last week, to trusting in God. So praise reminds us of who God is, who we are in relation to God, and overflowing from that, how we might view the world around us. So praise really is good for our soul and our heart because it helps us to rest and trust in God and put our hopes in God and rejoice in that sense, be joyful that God is in control. So it is good to praise the Lord. And I was just struck by you see this all over the Psalms, but in verse 2, verse 3, there's specific mention of instruments. And I'm always fascinated by these verses, like make a loud noise with music and all that stuff, right? I've been reflecting on that for the past week, and this week, this is what struck me. I think what all that means is that the psalmist invites us to express our praise, and I think I've met people in my life. I think I'm also one of them, who are not necessarily gifted in one aspect, but you know, give me a guitar, I can express, right? I've seen one of my friend who is like so stoic, you don't know if he even thinks of things, even if he has emotions, but man, you give him a guitar and you can see his emotion in the way the finger moves about and he expresses that music in that, express himself through the music. I think that's what the psalmist is inviting. Like, whatever it takes for you to express that joy, that happiness, and that depth of gratitude, use the instruments, use whatever it is, right? And this, as I was thinking about this, I was thinking about the singing tradition that I've been researching about in my context in Northeast India. It's called the Luzam songs. When the Luzam song is an indigenous song, okay, indigenous compositions by the tribal people in Northeast India, when they became Christians, they became so overjoyed and they started writing these songs and they started using like traditional drums and they started dancing. And the missionaries were a bit, oh, what's going on? This is too much passion. This is too much, you know, emotions going on. But the reality of that was that they just felt the joy and they wanted to express it in the way that makes sense for them. And that's why they used the traditional drum and they were dancing. And a bit similar to what I saw in South Africa, there's a documentary that I was watching of celebratory service kind of thing happening in South Africa. And the whole crowd of young men were just hopping around. And I guess that's their way of expressing their joy and happiness. And that's just something that is just unique and the true expression of their joy and happiness. When I read Psalms and the psalm invites us to make a loud music, to play the lyre, 10-string instrument, I think that's what the psalmist is inviting us to express our praise. If that's through singing, that's great. If that's through instruments, that's great. But it's a wonderful thing to find an outlet through which you can express your praise to God and to just be joyful, and have the expression of joyful. Because it's not about the technique, right? But it's about how these techniques can be used to express our praise and our joy. So it's good to express our praise. It's good to praise the Lord. It's good to express our praise. Finally, one quick point. It is good to express our praise because it is a glimpse of a life of a sacrifice of praise. In this Psalm 92 is an invitation for praising God in Sabbath, in an occasion. But we also know that these specific expressions of worship, the worship that we do on Sunday, for example, this is just a small window into the life of praise that we are invited, right? The sacrifice of praise, as the psalmist puts it as well. Praise and gratitude cannot be limited to just church service. And I'm sure you all agree with that. It's just 45 minutes of singing is simply not enough as an expression of our praise to God, right? I mean, if England wins tonight, if India wins a major cricket match, there's that momentary, immediate expression of joy. But when we think about what God has done for us, I mean, it's simply not enough to just have a burst of expression and think that that's enough as a praise. What I'm trying to say is that these expressions of praise, of singing, of our music or whatever it is, are a small window into the life of praise that we should be having. Just as a birthday card that you give to your loved ones or a word of encouragement to give to your loved ones is simply a small window or a small articulation of your life of love for that person. In the same way, when we sing, we are simply, it's a small expression of our love and our praise for God. And our singing and our expression of our praise is simply an overflow of the life of sacrifice of praise. So it definitely is more than just the songs or the music or the expression of praise. It's a small window into a lifestyle, a life of praise, life of gratitude to God. So I think as we try and find some kind of a response to this, I think this is what we can pray. I think we can pray to God to make us sensitive and to be aware to His works in our life. We don't want to be the senseless or the foolish persons mentioned in Psalm 92 who are not aware, who are dazed and numb and insensitive or indifferent or sometimes caught up in our own lenses, in our own perspective, to fail to see what's going on around us or what God is doing around us. Or we don't want to be like the fools who don't understand the truth of God and His work in this world. Instead of that, what we want is we want to be fully awake to the work of God's hands in our lives and in this world. And we want to realize as we are fully awake that Of course, it is good to praise God. It is ethically good. It's practically good. It's good for our souls to praise God. And as we when we see that, I'm quite sure that it will lead us to praise Him, to express our joy and our gratefulness, and to live a life of praise. So that is what I want to share, bring as a sermon for us this morning. And I just want to close with Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 to 9. I think this connects very well with what we read in Psalm 92. Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 to 9. Let me read for us from the ESV. Paul's writing to the Philippian Christians, and he exhorts them in this way. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. This is a wonderful verse that invites us to praise, to think of all the wonderful things that God has done for us, and to praise Him in expressions and in our life. So let us continue to respond in through songs, and I ask Holam to continue leading us in the singing.